Coach Simon, first of all, congratulations on last week's win at Richlands. As you had an opportunity to look at game video, your thoughts about the game?
Thought we played well. Our players, it was nice to see us get challenged. And when Richlands tied it up at 10, how we just took some opportunities with the I thought Coach Fritz did a nice job of making the play call with the post pattern, and we completed it, and quickly we were on the board right after they tied it up. I thought that really gave us some momentum and hurt Richlands right there. And then we went on, and within a span of about another 4 minutes, scored two more touchdowns. So it was unbelievable, and it was a nice way to end the first half.
Adjustments. Early on in the game, Richlands was having success with bubble screens and little short possession type, almost a West Coast look to their offense. What did you do defensively to adjust and cut that off?
Well, Jim, we saw enough they were trapping us, and we were too wide with our ends so that the tackles or their guards, whichever, were trapping us. They were getting it. So we adjusted our people in a little tighter, and then we mixed up our coverages a little bit, but we went back to our base coverage for most of the game after that, and that's what worked, just what we've been doing all year long. And sometimes you can overthink yourself, but once we went to our base stuff, where our kids were very comfortable, they really didn't move the ball much anymore.
You know, Richlands historically has been very solid up front on both sides of the football. You've talked all season long about the strength and the intelligence and the character, particularly of the offensive line. It looked to this unpracticed eye like Bluefield's line just sort of had a snowball effect, increasing influence on the game as the game wore on. Your thoughts about that?
Well, our line's older than theirs. They had a lot of young players in there in the game. We've been that way. But with the experience we have, we're not going to panic when something doesn't go right exactly. We're just going to hang in there, and our kids are very confident in what they're doing. Our coaching staff does a nice job during the week of preparing them. And that's what I saw. That, you know, as the game wore on, got in our mindset what we needed to do, and we were a very confident team as the quarters went on.
A team like Bluefield that has come out of the chute and has played very solidly, I think the smallest margin of victory is around 24 points at this point. How do you keep the team centered when they've had things so dominant early in the season?
You just keep working to get better, and it's a constant grind because, you know, players look at who we're playing, and they think, well, with the talent we have in the line and our skill kids and our kicking game and all that, we should be okay. But we as a staff, that's on us to do our best to continue to look forward to down the road playoff games, state championship type situation. We've got to prepare for that, not just really the opponent. And that's how I look at games.
As you take a look this week, Pikeview brings in an offense whose philosophy is diametrically different than that of the teams that you've played in the last 2 weeks. Is it tough to shift gears to go from a defensive scheme that looks to stop the pass to one against a team that's so run heavy?
No, because now you rep more against the run. Against Richlands, we rep more against the pass. And you could see early when they were running the ball on us, Richlands, so we had to make that quick adjustment. But we've repped all year, our staff and players, on what to do against the run, what to do against the pass. And once we get into game mode, they have an idea of what should be going on.
Bluefield and Pikeview have played each other in almost every sport over the past couple of decades. This will be the first time in a long time for the football teams to meet. Does it bring a different vibe to this rivalry between a school in the same county?
Well, it used to be a nice rivalry when we played years ago, as far as Pikeview always gave it everything they had and played very hard, just like any other rival school that we play. I don't see that being any different. But again, our players don't know them very well, and their players don't know us, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
How tough is the adjustment to go from artificial turf to natural grass that you'll be playing on Friday night?
For us, we practice on natural grass every day, so we know when it's wet how, you know, slip and slide it can be. The footing's not great, but we're fine. We're good with either situation.
Keys to coming out with a win?
I think really defensively we've got to stop Rose. He's good at a running back. They put him at quarterback where he can basically run a read option or trap where he either gives it to the guy or they trap back the other way for him. We've got to stop him, and if we do that, then they go to the other guys who are good and competitive, but they're not as good as him.
Coach, congratulations on a 5-0 start. Good luck as you go after number 6 tonight at Pikeview.
Thank you very much.
Pregame continues as the starting lineups are next. You're listening to Bluefield Beaver Football on the Eagle, 100.9 FM, and online at theeaglefm.com.